All right.
Whatever is on the sure path.
Cortisone. Call me, daughter. Do we have any additions, modifications, or whatever? Unless there was something tagged on the front of the quarters.
And then a bunch of, a little bunch of tags there.
1 month to town party. Jeff Caganino, Stratton Corporal, attend the June 23rd.
That's next meeting.
I prep for fair day. Discuss transfer.
Butt speed bump?
Backups.
I thought they're coming tonight.
Andover Ford is...
Nothing.
Okay.
Hey. You're up.
Thank you, sir. So unfortunately, we did not get the Land Water Conservation Fund grant. But they're offering us a debrief on what they didn't think was good in the application. So the good thing is all the heavy lifting for the grant application for next year is done. So I'll do the meeting with them, find out what they were specifically looking for. Next year we can resubmit for it. This fall I'm going to apply for a Christopher Reeve Foundation grant for $27,000. So that at least we can do some work next year. That being said, we're going to need to do the amendment for the Act 250 permit for the trails. And I would imagine we should do the same thing for the pavilion if we want to do that. I was thinking about spending the rest of the summer laying out the trails, getting them exactly how we need them, and then doing the amendment for the Act 250 permit in fall. But I figure we should do everything at one time. The only issue is when we do the Act 250 permit, they price it based upon the total cost of the project. So I'll have to go through and figure out what that would actually be. Because when we did the amendment for these trails, I think it cost us $1,000. $900 or something like that is what we paid for the permit, because we said we were doing it for like $15,000 or something like that.
Right, and I don't remember what was our total budget for that whole.
It was, I think we were like, for the grant, I think we were $180. Like real world cost was probably like around $300,000, something like that.
Right, so.
I mean, we should do everything to get it together. And then we can look at what it's actually going to cost.
How much was the grant going to be for?
The grant was for $180,000. Yeah. So I would have to go back, pull up the table that does the calculation on it to find out what they were charges. I mean, they also have a way to do it where you do the permit and then they audit you on the backside of what the cost of the project is. Because we don't really know, like, depending upon, because, you know, we'll do, if we get $10,000, we'll go out and work, you know, but if we get a grant, we actually get real money, then the cost is quote unquote higher.
Right.
And they want their cut.
Of course.
But, you know, like I said, take the rest of the summer, kind of get the trails all laid out, GPS, so I have all the data ready for Act 250. And then think about doing the filing later in the fall over the winter when we're not really doing anything else. But this way we also do the stuff for the pavilion, get that in there. So when we're ready to do it, you know, we can go ahead and do it without having to go back and file another amendment.
Right.
That makes sense. But yeah, I'll apply for that other grant this fall. I had to close, we had some kind of significant damage on the section of trail that we just finished building this week, just because the soil was so soft and we got so much rain. On Saturday, it ripped a bunch of the topsoil off of the mineral dirt. It's a couple of days to go back and fix. It's just sort of annoying. Stratton Town Forest held up awesome. It's almost dry over there. I was really, really surprised. And then, do we want to talk about the kiosk?
Sure.
Yeah. So Chris had mentioned potentially having the roads guys put together a kiosk for the parking lot over at Stratton Rec. We're kind of, I think we're at that point where we have enough people going over.
Well, we used to have that one, and it got ruined when they shot it all up there. But now that he has new trails up there, it would be kind of nice to have a trail. They'll probably trash this one, too. But I was thinking it might be nice to put one up with, like, the old trail map, and then maybe, or maybe one trail map that encompasses the whole thing. And maybe just,
we'll
like,
do some, it, we'll do it without a glass or plastic front.
Yeah.
That would open, because that's what they were gunning for when they were gunning.
Yeah.
No, we can get laminated stuff.
Yeah. And then maybe we just want to come up with some rules about, you know, don't be a dick and, you know, clean up after yourselves and don't leave your shit laying all over the place. And
treat it like it's fucking kindergarten.
Yeah, fireworks boy isn't going out too well for my
smiling head. On camera.
Yeah.
Do those cameras work?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they work.
Yeah, they're up and running all the time.
Yeah.
So I mean, but the images are pretty good on it.
Yeah. If he's in front of the right camera, you know, I mean, if they're...
Have you picked him up yet?
I haven't looked at it, but if he's down in the lower parking lot, we're not going to see him. Okay. You know, if you're down in the ball field, we don't have anything down there.
I think he was up. I thought he was up.
What's going on?
Some kid. I lives in that house across
from... Fucking Kelly Blaskin's fucking mutants are up there blasting off. Fireworks.
They're probably the ones that fucked up the record in the first. Oops, messed up the record in the first place. That's the problem with that stuff. It's the vandalism that can go on.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah.
The better you make it, the more vandalism you have to get a security guard up there all the time. What the hell's the matter with people anymore?
There used to be a
big sign up when you go in, smile, you're on candid camera.
it already says it. It says that there's video surveillance in use.
Right? That's what I was surprised about those guys.
They don't care.
They have go-karts.
They shoot your cameras.
Perhaps the guys with the go-karts. Cameras.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. No, it's like no matter what you do, it's like shoveling against the tide. You know, try to make a nice thing for people to use and they just trash it. You know?
Yeah. Well, just a select few.
Yeah.
And you know, ruins it for everybody. Well, these kids get more money and know what to do with. So they buy all this equipment and motorcycles and go-karts and all that stuff. And got no place really to ride them.
They've
only done it once. Yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
I think that's it. I think we're good.
I talked with Fisher and he said that they haven't come to inspect that yet. Out of forest.
Well, they haven't got up yet.
Not as of today.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Duet. We do have a few brains. Not very many. A few.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Have a good one.
Steve, have fun.
No, there's no fun.
Be good. Let me know if you need any more
materials. Thank you, Chris. That was super helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
no problem.
Later. Be good.
Parabell property.
No, nothing wrong. I did have a letter, kind of a resolution for you guys to deal with, that Fisher said he talked with the attorney, the defense attorney, and they agreed it wasn't time to do anything about that.
Good. No crew issues.
We did not get a paving grant, so that's the first bit of good news I have for you. I don't know exactly when Tom's going to come in. He wants to have the paving done before the 4th of July. But I suspect he's probably waiting for Wednesday night because he wants to see if he gets Windhall's bid, because that'll
it kind of
helps him, you know, figure out his schedule. Same, and he's still, I think, struggling with that project over in Ludlow because of the weather and there's a lot of like detail stuff that he has to do because it's a state project and it's just, you know, he said every night he tries to put his night crews on, it rains and then they have to shut down and and he's afraid to mill too far in advance because he's not allowed to store the millings for more than 14 days. So then if he doesn't have time to reuse them, then that's some state required. I don't know what the reasoning is. Yeah. But it's just, he says it's just it's a lot of planning that keeps getting screwed up.
Yeah. You know, but
he said he hopes to have it done. I was like, well, whatever. I said, you know.
Yeah. When you come into town, when you come from London,
he's got.
No, that's, Waters is doing that.
Yeah, well, Waters is doing the drainage work for him. He's doing the paving.
Oh, that's him doing it.
Yeah.
There's manholes all up there. They're going to put another coat on that, I hope.
It's, yeah.
It's going to raise
manholes. In Ludlow, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's heading out. You know,
yeah.
Coming back here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went over there for a softball game.
Yeah. I think we had talked at the last meeting with the Brazers Way culverts are all done. This culvert down here by Dennis Clark's house, or I don't know what the people's name is now, that culvert's failed, and I have a culvert ordered for it, but it's one of those ones that has a perennial stream, so Josh had to come and size it. And it's a big one, and I have to use a steel squashed one because for what they want for a culvert in there, I can't use a round one because there won't be enough cover over it without making a speed bump. So the culvert's ordered, and we played around with it more today to try to figure out, you know, it's just these big rains that just, it can't get rid of the water as fast as it's coming in, and it's failed under the road somewhere. I really don't want to dig up half the road to, you know, if we could just milk it along until this new pipe comes in, Google will help us put it in. And
how big of a pipe do they?
4 foot, but I got to squish it, you know, down to get it about 3 feet, you know, so we have enough cover over it. And I think it's failed back under the pavement somewhere, and I'll be really curious to see if it's a Bob Mezick special where he put like four pieces in there, because he was famous on a 40-foot pipe to find four or five pieces of culvert and three or four bands.
Yeah.
Just saving money, you know, and I have a feeling that's what it is. I can't see up it or down it because the water's too deep, unless I get a scuba suit.
I know why you're stuck in there, Chris.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to fit in there. That's for sure.
You didn't expect any fish baffles or anything, did you?
No, because they just want to let them fill in on their own.
Well,
because I told them, I said, Josh, I don't think we can go really much bigger than 30. Oh, I think we might have to. He said, I don't care if you embed it even further and some of that stuff washes in. I'm like, well, whatever. I understand. I don't get it either.
When I did on Chimney Hill, it was the same thing. 4 foot, squished it down, and you had to put a 8-inch fish baffle.
No, he didn't mention anything about baffling.
Well, this one had, was on a fairly steep.
Yeah,
so you that one, you wouldn't need it then.
You physically squish it down? Or
no, they do. They put it in a big press.
They put it in a big press.
Okay. And they make it like an egg.
But what's the reason you put a bigger one and even if half of it fills up? I mean, what the hell? Why not just put one?
I think that's what you were saying. What's the sense of it?
What's the reasoning in having to have them come out and look at it anyway?
Yeah.
You know,
it's would be nice to stop raining for a week before we try to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's pretty wet on the other side.
I was really hoping that we could pull this off before Tom came into town so he could pave the crossing, but. We'll just have to either get him back or have Bruce O'Brien do it or something. I mean, because like he said, it's a big wet body on the upper side of it, and it drains a lot of water.
Well, I bet Hayne's going to be fun this year too, huh?
What's that?
Hayne. I bet that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Two tractors.
And unfortunately, that one down there, unfortunately, it's one of those ones where it's flat for about 7,000 feet. On the low side,
yeah.
So nothing drains good. It just—it's a big, you know. It's nice when they kind of run away and it dries things out, but that one, oh God, no, no. If we get down in there, then that wetlands lady will be down here and she'll be flying around. As you can see, the stonework at the Pike Hollow Cemetery is done. And they're making real good progress over here.
It looks like they're almost done over there.
Yeah, yeah. The church looks really nice. And
they did take a ride down and see how Pike Hollow
looks. It looks beautiful. They did a really nice job. Yeah, it looks really good. I was going to bring up the rec area kiosk too, but Steve already did. We've been getting him a little material here and there. We need some stone and stuff like that. The new pickup was supposed to go on the production line today. Now, I got a trade-in figure from G. Stone a couple months ago of 48.5 on the 550. And providing that this truck comes in when it's supposed to, Travis said, I don't think I'll really have to adjust it because you won't put enough miles on it. But do we want to just trade that in, or do we want to go through a formal bid process and try to bid it out? And my suggestion would be to just trade it in. It would be a lot cleaner. Yeah. Just take it up there and trade it in, and then we just write up a check for a lot less money, and then it's done. And because I think if we bid it, we're going to have to advertise it, and it's going to have to be a bid opening and all this other. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it would just be easier to trade it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I did, there's a email floating around about when Jeff Cavagnino called me last week and wanted to know if I had asked about the speed bumps, and I told him I did, and I told him that we weren't in favor of it, but he said they want to come and talk to us anyway. So I decided I would call this Joe Kelly guy who's helped me. He's like in charge of the traffic operation for the state. I just wanted to get his opinion of it, and he said it's a bad idea. He said the state doesn't endorse it on any of their state roads, and we get state aid on that road. And he said on any busy road. There's an email where he kind of lays out why they don't like them, and it spells it out pretty clear. You know? So I knew that we could tell. Well, it maintenance issues,
yep.
Water drainage issues. Oh, he said a lot of the new cars are a lot lower slung than they used to be, so it's damage to the cars.
Yeah.
And he said they discourage the temporary ones because they're bolt-on, so then they end up, like seasonally, they end up screwing up your pavement because they're putting holes in the pavement.
Yeah.
And he has a good point over there, because if they put them in the wrong place, I think they could trap a lot of water. If they isolate those storm drains, you're going to be driving through ponds over there, and I just think it's
cop over there, come start making tickets.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
They don't. But the only time they're over there in the ski area,
from the state.
Yeah, that's from Joe people. There. That's just
but
his
that's
explanation.
The ski area has a contract with them.
Yeah, she has a copy of
the sure. So they ought to be the ones telling them to come do their enforcement. Yeah, or pay them more to do what they have to do. The ones
they pay them over $100,000 now for just for police coverage, and
they don't do nothing.
They patrol a little bit, but they come up in the ski area itself at 9 o'clock in the morning when it's busy, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's busy. They just sit there.
Don't do no tickets?
They don't do no nothing. They just sit there with the lights on. And 5 o'clock on
the ski. Oh, you mean during ski season?
Yeah, during ski season. Yeah. So they're getting screwed like we got screwed when we had. Remember when we had Wim Hall? Yeah, them for a while. They just have more money, more money, more money, and they did less.
Yeah, and it got to the point where the only time you ever saw him over here was when he sent one of the guys over to drop off next year's contract.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were never over here,
yeah.
And it was going up another 10 or 15 grand every year.
Yeah.
You know,
they're running it.
Don't we normally have to sign off on those contracts that they get?
Yeah,
yearly. I don't think we've seen one in a while. Have you ever signed or seen one?
I don't think so. I haven't seen one for a while. We used to have to
approve them. We haven't. They usually have a contract every year.
Well, yeah. We can quiz him up on it when he's here. You know, when Jeff and Matt come over. So, and I have all the material for to membrane that bridge down there when Tom's here. Because even though we didn't get the grant, we have enough money to do it. And Tom will help us with that. He'll have his crew come over. And he said we'll blow it out, and we're going to have to close that road for a day. And we're going to have to close this road for the day. The day we do that culvert, we'll just have to put some signs up.
Yeah.
Just send them around. Put them up a few days in advance. And, but that's...
We're going to have to send them up to Kennedy, I guess.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I have to talk to Wes or anything?
Yeah. And Jake already told me to go ahead and close Kennedy Road the day we do that bridge. It'll probably be like five, six, 7 hours, that it's going to have to be closed.
Yeah.
You know, Tom said once he gets the pavement on it and rolled out, then they can start coming over it. You know, but it's just, you can't have them driving on that.
Pretty quick, the membrane down first and then
pave it? Yeah. We got to clean it off, and there's some spalled areas that I got to put, like, some grout in. They don't want anything, like, deeper than, like, a quarter to three-eighths of an inch. So you just get some fast-setting grout and skim those spots, and then
This yeah, is I would a, think they'd want to prove it.
Yeah. And then this is like a, it's like a bitumen on steroids, basically, that you, you put a primer down and then you put this stuff down and roll it out. And it, it goes pretty easy. And then he just paves over the top of it. And we're going to pave up a little further. We're going to head up towards Wiley's with a little run of asphalt up through there. And then I think we're also going to have enough to have him lay another coat over that Penny Avenue bridge and up around that corner a little bit, try to get that so that runs off better. Because even though we cut that, when you helped us cut it, it still pulls there. You know, I think it just needs to be, I think.
Built up a little bit.
Yeah.
The sand gets built up on the side, too, underneath the guardrails.
Yeah. But where it's pulling up, Coop cut it down when we did that stacked rock wall there.
Yeah.
He cut that whole grade down, but it still pulls there. I think if he could get it up another 2 or 3, just put it a little bit thick right in that area and put it down. And then I want to, at some point in the fall, I'd like to talk to him about maybe coming to a meeting, because I've been kicking the future paving around for the next couple of years, and I want to have Tom read that soil report, because I have an idea, and I don't know if it's going to work or not. But, yeah. Because, like, next year, we're going to have to do from here up to where he did last year at the hill, because this busted up bad last winter. I mean, it's got really bad. And what I was thinking is, the following year, he's going to have to mill a ton off of this road to be able to bow-mag it. And I was going to ask him if he thought that when that comes off the mill, if we tailgate spread that on top of County Road and then have him bow mag it in, if that would make a suitable base. And what I was thinking is, if we plant it now, we may be able to throw $100,000 a year aside, because we're looking at a couple of years away. And it would also save us all the money of buying gravel, because he was recommending putting like 4 to 6 inches of a better gravel.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask Tom to read the soil report and see what he thinks about just putting that ground up asphalt in, because he had mentioned that one time before we had the soil report. He said, if we lay it down 6 inches thick, he said, then I'll just come through with my bow magger and we'll rototill it. And he said, that might make a really good base. So if when he reads that soil report, I'd like to have him come in and talk to us this fall. So if we could get an idea of what it's going to cost, and then we might be able to throw $100,000 in a fund this year and maybe another 100 and finish it, and we could pave a good part of that road, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about. I wanted to have, he knows a lot more about the soil side of it than I do. You know, he'd be able to, he could read the soil report. I read the soil report, but I'm not a soil engineer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it says a bunch of stuff that's over my head, you know. But it was just, because the other thing about when he grinds it off here, I don't know where we're going to put it. You know?
Probably
pretty close,
maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, put it in the moat.
Put it between those rocks and stuff and that on top of it. That guy got a vision for
that? I don't know what he's got. I don't know.
Well, he can see what he's doing.
Man. I mean, he makes all the projects I got going on. Looks like something done.
So if you look up by it, looks like a freaking war zone.
Yeah. Every day.
When did they drop these bombs?
And he's piling all that fill against his siding. I don't know what the hell is up with that.
He must have a vision.
Yeah.
The road.
Yeah.
No, I think he had a vision, but I don't know if he'll
lock up the door.
Yeah. But that's really all I have. That's just.
He is quite a character. I met him at the dump one time. Man, he likes to talk.
Oh yeah. Nice enough guy. He's just.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy people are kind of entertaining.
Come on, regular requests.
Never wear shoes. Walks around barefoot all the time.
Really?
Yeah, when he's running that tractor, he's out there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't wear socks very often anymore. But.
He's a rig. He's a nice guy. He's a character.
It's because they can't feel their big toes. It drives me insane to wear socks.
Can't feel your big toe?
I can feel it, but the nerve damage from my back.
Ow.
On my right foot, my big toe and the one next to it tingle a lot, and so does the ball of that foot. Huh. And when I put a sock on, it's like, drives me insane. Yeah.
You can't feel it, though.
No, I can. It like tingles. When you put the sock on, it feels
good. Oh, wow.
I don't wear socks.
This goes what back up?
Transfer station.
Yeah, got it.
Expert.
Expert. That's what that means. Okay. Manure today.
Ex
transfer.
Yeah, I know.
Smart ass, huh?
You want to be crowd. You've always got that 10%. No matter what you do, you've always got that 10%.
Better be a smart ass than a dumbass.
Unfortunately, at this table, you got about 85%.
It's one of those in every crowd, too.
I prep for third day, July 31st, August 1st.
That's
the only one.
Yeah, I think it's the only one.
I make a motion to approve July 31st, August 1st for the pie prep.
I'll second it.
Grease cottage.
I thought Matt was coming over for the speed bumps. Just Jeff coming over?
Jeff said something about coming over for it. He's talking about the 23rd.
So backups, where we need, what's the discussion?
The guy that Mark had recommended from Wardsboro's transfer station just came in today and said Mark told him to come in and remind us that he's available in case Scott's not ready. And I said, I'll tell you guys about it. So that's what that
notes. Who is it?
He's got something, isn't he? I think he lives out somewhere. He's kind of a young guy.
I saw him yesterday in the store. I think he's feeling a lot better.
Andrew Ford.
He works part-time for Roy Colburn. He helps Roy with a little plumbing. And he seems like a nice guy. He works at Wardsboro's, and Mark just said that if Scott ever wasn't available, this guy would fill in for us. Or if Mark wants to take a weekend off or a vacation or whatever. And Beth also said if there's a Sunday that she can do it, she would help too. So, you know, she did it a few times. And just sometimes during the week, it's not always convenient for her, but this guy will fill in.
And Tuttle said he was interested a while back.
Yeah. I thought we made Scott the backup.
We did, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So how many backups do we want to have?
Like I said, Mark told him to come in and remind us that
Mark has been gotten all about it. He talked about having him actually replace Scott. So we owe it to Scott to offer that. And if he can't do it, then we'll do something.
Yeah.
He said he would do it.
But I'm told it's a problem.
Yeah. Do we want another backup besides that?
We don't need one, do we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we need to do anything formally right now.
Not until Scott, can't do it three times in a row or something.
Right.
It's not a problem right now, so if it becomes a problem, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know.
Yeah. If they do need another one, maybe we should consider Kenny probably to be raising that.
Yeah, we could always run it by him, too. Very sought after.
Who would have thought?
We weren't paying them too much.
Well, Rod set the bar pretty high.
That's right.
He did. Which is amazing, because all he could do was shuffle around. Like, bars.
It's a miracle that he can get out of there at the end of the day.
Wouldn't walk past the bar either.
A couple times.
So, town party.
I hadn't heard anything from Steve.
Steve sent me a text yesterday.
Oh, okay, good.
He said that he does have Mike Fontaine lined up, and he told me that he was also going to stop in and see the girls about getting the invitations going.
Did we set a date?
July 19th.
We're a month out.
So we're getting pretty close, and I think I'm going to text him tomorrow and just say, you probably better come to the next meeting so we can just iron everything out and make sure that, you know, I told them if we can help, you know, we helped them do some physical setup stuff last year, which we will.
Yeah.
Tim probably won't because he'll be in the hospital by then. But
he's the 17th?
Tim's like the 15th, the 15th or the 16th or something.
July.
Yeah, that's when he gets his surgery. So he'll be out for a few weeks.
That goes good.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But, you know, Stuart and I can give him a hand with helping him out and stuff. But I'll try to just push Steve to come to the next meeting so, you know,
I just asked him if he had all the shit together for the town party.
Yeah, like I said, he's working on things. He sent me a big long text yesterday and he, you know, Mike apparently wants to get the pig ordered and all that kind of stuff, so. So, anyway.
He says, yep. Yeah,
going into basically what we did last year?
I think so, yeah. I think.
Pig and corn. And
I think we're just going to do, like, one pig instead of two, because I think there was darn near a full one left over. And then I think we had talked about just filling in with, like, hamburgers with hot dogs or maybe even some chicken or something.
We'd probably use more this year because people heard about the party, so
we'll probably
make a point on coming this year.
Yeah.
If he wants to do fireworks, we might even call him.
Yeah, really. We can fire company down there.
Maybe go-kart rides, too.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Yeah.
Make a track around. And...
Yeah.
I took Maggie to the wreck one year with a little Kawasaki KX50. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a perfect place to learn to ride a dirt bike. When she was like five or something. She just gone. All the way across the field, straight into the woods. At like 6 miles an hour. I'm just running behind her. Turn!
Stop.
Do something other than go.
Okay, so we get Steve to come next part, next meeting. The 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
Stan Corporation
will be
here
on. Yeah. We'll see if it's out. Minutes, last meeting.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, I think that was from 12th and 19th. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ace texted me today. I think they're going to do John's thing next week, like next weekend. So I'm going to meet him Thursday and make sure I can find those stakes where that's staked out.
Okay. You should have a pin right on one of the corners of that.
I know. That's what the thing says. But if for some reason, you know,
where is this now?
Over at the North Cemetery, Ace Waite's going to prepare his father's grave over there. And it's staked out. But just in case it got pressed in or pulled out or something or whatever, we'll go over and just make sure he's in there. And we'll try to, hopefully it stops raining. That road gets a little bit gooey when it, you know, but if we have to take a little stone over and put it some soft, you know, because I don't know how many people are going to this thing. Or
that'll be.
Yeah, I mean, John knew a lot of people, I think, so I don't, and I don't know how, if, I don't know how much, if it's a private thing or if they're opening up to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll try to pick Ace's brain on it there and just see if he's going to have a lot of people. We'll make sure that we got to dump a few loads of stone in it here and there or something just to make it decent for him to get up in there.
Yeah. Is Karen going to do anything for signing?
Yeah, sometime in September they're going to do a little private thing, like middle of September.
I was going to say, just ashes for him.
Yeah.
So a leash sign. Mm-hmm. So with that leash sign for the rec area?
Ron Quixote over here said that he had an issue with somebody and some Rhinewilers or whatever that wanted to attack his dog. And he said he needs to have more leash signs up over there. Yeah. And that's why I printed out the policy. It does say a thing about dogs being on a leash. There had been a leash sign for the sledding hill.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They don't pay any attention to any of the signs we have there now, so it's not going to do any good to put any more.
You can't put a sign up for everything.
He said he was going to carry while he was over there, just in case the dogs. I wanted to point out that there is no firearms allowed in there. But you don't have to have a dog on leash. Anyway.
We ought to take that out of it then. Everybody should carry over there.
I don't know if anything really matters. matters. Nothing gets enforced.
Damaged stone wall and Stratton Hunting Road. What's that about?
What?
Safety concern. Damaged stone well on Stratton Island.
Oh, is that across the street?
Yeah. Danziger's place there. That well used to have the cover over it. The old well.
Yeah.
Right across.
The owner wants something done about it because it's right next to the road. And he's saying it's in the town's, on the town's property. And I said, no, it's on your property. It's
a
town right away.
Yeah.
And he insisted it was town property and the town should do something about it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's. I asked Daryl to talk to the owner there to see if they use it for anything or if it should be filled in. And I mean, we could help them fill it in, but that roof fell off of it several years ago and practically landed in the road. So I got permission from the guy through Daryl to get rid of that, but he should probably cover it up with something. I mean,
if he's not using it, fill it in.
Yeah. So I'll rattle Daryl's cage again because Daryl talks to him and see if he ever determined. Daryl said he didn't think that he used it for anything, but I said, well, if you could make sure, I said, we'll take a load of stone down now. Yeah, we can take.
Well, that's the guy that's complaining about it. And you're talking about Danziger.
Yeah.
But Danziger doesn't own on that side.
I thought he did.
But they must have water rights to it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe that's the case.
Okay, I was under the impression that it was Henry's. I don't know. Maybe and obviously I was wrong. But
no, I would say that that's an old spring and they probably have water rights to it in their deed. If he ain't using it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Do they have anything else you want to discuss?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Cool.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Done.
You ever dealt with an in-ground pressure tank?
Is that where you got that?
Yep.
To find it?
I think I know where it is.
We did do.
Frost came over and